Sterling plunged to near parity with the US dollar early on Monday, the pound dropping by 4.85% to $1.03. That fall on top of a 3.6% drop last Friday. Investors and analysts clearly sceptical of Friday's shock and awe mini-budget by the UK Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng.
And investors are bulky. There's a lot of indigestion in terms of the amount of debt that will come online. And given that we are, of course, a current account deficit nation, that means that we are reliant on international savers, foreign savers, to really fund that deficit. And if they don't like the fundamentals in the UK that are lined up for them, well, they don't have to fund it. And that's why sterling has been on this downward path.
What spooked investors was Friday's announcement of the UK's biggest tax cuts in 50 years, cuts that will be funded by $48 billion in extra government borrowing. Walking between government officers, flanked by an assistant, the UK Chancellor declined to comment on the market's turmoil.
Chancellor, what are you going to do about the turmoil on the markets this morning, sir?
I'm not going to make any comment now. Thank you.
But late in the afternoon, a statement was issued to try to calm investors. It emphasised that unlike Friday's announcements, further upcoming policies due in October and November will be assessed by the independent forecasting body. The opposition Labour Party is here in Liverpool at its annual conference. And Kwasi Kwarteng's opposite number, Rachel Reeves, poured scorn on the government's policy of trickle-down economics. She said Kwasi Kwarteng was fanning the flames of a national emergency.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce our Shadow Chancellor.
Sterling is down. That means higher prices as the costs of imports rise. The cost of government borrowing is up. That means more taxpayers' money will go into paying the interest on our government debt. And in turn, that means the cost of borrowing for working people will now go up too, with higher mortgage repayments for families.
The government's plan to kickstart growth by cutting taxes appears to run entirely counter to the Bank of England's efforts to control inflation. Amid intense speculation the bank may call an emergency meeting to raise interest rates, the bank issued a statement saying that the regular scheduled meeting would be sufficient. It did, though, say it wouldn't hesitate to raise interest rates if required.
I think until that fundamental headlock, so to speak, between what the fiscal side is doing and the central bank is trying to do, I think once that equation is resolved, then only we'll get more clarity on where the UK economy and UK assets are headed.
By mid-afternoon, sterling had recovered its early losses and was trading at $1.08. But that's still more than 20% down on its value of a year ago. And the turmoil appears far from over. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Liverpool.